Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Pat Dobson. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Munson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards first. Powell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Powell reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baylor is walked intentionally. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Powell scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Michael catches it and throws to second to double up Baylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Yankees won. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hart for the double play. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Alou reaches second base with a double. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. Davis reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Powell moves to second. It's 7-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 8-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Orioles. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Clark reaches second base with a double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark moves to third. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Munson takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. Clark scores. White moves to third. One out. It's 8-3, Orioles. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch catches it and throws to first to double up Mercer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 2 in the game. Michael hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Munson reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bellinger bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Grich moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Grich tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-3, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 10-3, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Hart reaches second base with a double. Grant Jackson now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hart scores. Nettles moves to second. It's 10-4, Orioles. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Alou moves to second. It's 10-5, Orioles. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Michael moves to second. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Yankees 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Buskey now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Munson and he is out, Clark applying the tag. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to second. Fred Stanley pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Don Hood now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nettles is called out on strikes. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 10-6, Orioles. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Michael hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Seal Reno Sanchez pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Seal Reno Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gritch fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.